What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back here on an unusual day for us. It's Saturday, but we're partying and we're having a good time. Yeah, we call it pre-gaming.
Drinking our life away.
Right, and we've got a little bit of a lineup change. Instead of Pepper being in, Squanto is going to go ahead and sit in her place.
What's
we got
up, everybody?
Cookie in the house.
Hey, hey.
And Jasmine's online with us as usual.
Yep, what up?
So, given the lineup change, I think we're going to have a good show.
Let's hope. This will be the time we have the good show.
Right?
I feel like this one out of all our shows is going to be the good one.
The best out of all of them.
We're finally going to do it, guys.
It's going to make the highlight reel.
I mean, is it a coincidence that Pepper's not in, that this is going to be our good show?
Open up the door, motherfuckers. Hall of Fame bound.
We're about to get more reviews.
Watch our ratings go through the roof.
I'm still here.
Best show. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I'm still here.
So. Yeah, I guess it was a little shocking that somebody decided to pussy out on the show. I mean, get
whatever.
Tired and
taking a break.
Yet you're still here.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure everything's okay.
She's showing her support. She's showing her support.
I'm thoroughly enjoying your outfit today, Pepper, by the way. It takes me back to City Terrace, East LA, my mom's wedding.
That was Paradise City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a slash reject.
What does your choker say? Kill me? Oh, pudding.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
All right, so we're going to get into our first topic, and this one is a time you gave your parents shocking news. So Jasmine or Cookie, do you want to get the ball rolling on that one?
Jasmine, what do you got? Was it when you told your adopted parents you're Asian? That's pretty big news. Were they aware?
Well, when they opened the package and she jumped out, yeah. I'm pretty sure they figured it out then.
With a bowl of rice and a half-eaten cat?
Say again?
Oh, I said, can you not tell with my eyes are, like, slanted?
We can't say that.
Maybe they thought you were really tired.
Yeah. Oh, she's still sleepy, and it's been a week.
Is this baby always high? What the fuck?
Jeez.
Well, I finally told my mom I was getting a divorce.
Ouch. How did that one go over?
Which time?
No, I told her, and then
you're like the Jennifer Lopez of our group.
Like right before the holidays, like right before Thanksgiving. So I had like a bunch of like my siblings, which is like three out of the six.
Were they mailed here too?
She goes, hey, mom, guess what? For this Thanksgiving, you
I'm
get to
sorry,
be thankful
three
that
out
she.
Out of the seven, sorry.
She's like, what are you thankful for? She's like, mom, you can be thankful for not having to buy one extra Christmas gift this year.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so anyway, I dropped the ball on that one finally. And they took it well, so.
She was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I was hoping they would pay for the whole entire thing, but.
But they're chipping in, though?
Working on it.
Well, good luck with that, because, yeah, I've been there and divorced. It's not, like, penny draining, and it can be, but, I mean, at least mine was somewhat, like, it only cost me a few grand, so.
Does it still upset you that I told your parents before you did?
No.
Guess what? I've got this big news, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I told you.
They didn't really trip out on the... you know, idea or anything. They were just like really supportive, so I'm really thankful, but
they're like, maybe
you can't tell my mom anything without her shutting up about it.
They were like, good, maybe this time she'll marry an Asian and a doctor.
Or a mailman.
Fingers crossed, guys, fingers crossed.
Here comes that donut shop we always dreamed of.
She brings out the dry cleaning floor plans. This is where the nail salon's gonna be. Then this is the donut shop. And then in the way, way back, well, that's, you know.
That's where we're going
to
make the cucumber butter.
Your happy ending.
The happy ending.
Is what they were going to title the donut shop.
Happy Endings Donut Shop. Happy ending. Happy Endings Donut Holes.
There you go. I'd eat there. Maybe once and then say, you know what? Not my thing.
All right. Well, I'll go next. So I've been engaged a couple of times. The first time
Stop
I
bragging.
Was like 20. And so I went to go to tell my dad, and the girl that I was engaged to went with me, and she, you know, I told him, hey, you know, we need to talk to you. You know, I have some news for you. And he's like, he looks at her and he's like, oh man, are you pregnant?
Right on the nose.
And I was like, well, what the, what? No.
Oh, that was a different one. That was another engagement. Sorry.
And he was like, oh, sorry. Then what? And I was like, oh, well, we're engaged. He goes, oh, that's cool.
Is that, like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, holding his chest the whole time, like, oh, like, if we said yes, he was going to just drop dead right there. Like, no. But, so I was like, but I walked out of the house, and I was like, what a fucking asshole. The first thing, oh, God, is she pregnant?
I would have paid money to be there.
It was really, I mean, it's really funny now, but at the time I was like, what a fucking dick. Like, he didn't trust, like, of all people not to trust, like, me.
Yeah. How dare he? Your own father who knows you not trust you.
Right? How dare
it's
he?
Awful.
I know the feeling.
All right. Cookie, Squanto.
I'll go. This happened not too long ago. This was actually during my graduation ceremony at school. The news got broke to everybody that I was dating my girlfriend, who is 13 years older than me. Like, just randomly. Like, I'm getting ready, and my grandmother asked me, is that your woman? Yeah, that's my girl. How old is she, mijo?
You went to high school with her, grandma. Don't worry. It's fine. We're okay.
And so I told her, she was like, oh.
She literally clenched her chest.
She literally clenched my shoulder. She's like, you,
does she give good head at least?
She said, are you happy though? So I was like, yeah, I'm happy.
How do you feel about eating at dinner at 4 in the afternoon?
Are you serious? Oh my God.
No, but the randomest thing was that, like,
do you have to change your diapers?
my mother, she said, is so-and-so
going?
Stop
dating my son. I was there. I heard it.
She said, is Pepper going with you? And I was like, yeah, she's going with me. And after my grandmother, she's like, oh, your girlfriend coming? And my mom's sitting right there, just like has me, her arm over me, because they wanted to take a picture. And she fucking chokes me. She's like, oh, you little shit.
Your mom said that?
Yes.
Can I go to the wedding?
But
Can I be in the wedding?
I didn't break it to her at all. So that was the most shocking news that she got of the day of our ceremony.
That's just funny that that's something that has to be broken to somebody who you're dating.
Well, I mean.
But I have no room to talk. So
I'm like reference dates left. And like, then you can see where she's coming from.
I don't care. Fucking, I don't care. Did you go to high school with her or something?
No, I did not go to. She was way out of high school before I even got there.
When she was in high school, he was still on Similac.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
He's Native American. He was still on the tit Similac. That shit's expensive. It's $25 a canister, but it makes a hell of a white Russian. Try
make
it.
Make it seem like I'm doing something bad.
Yeah, that you're taking
look
a
how
break.
You're dressed, Chola. I feel like I'm gonna get shot. I have my wallet close to me.
Isn't there a Guns N' Roses?
And there's nothing in it.
Isn't there a Guns N' Roses concert you should be on your way to?
You know what? Fuck you. Whatever. You guys want me to come back?
Don't get me wrong. It looks great on you, but you know we're going to say something about it, right? We're not just going to let this pass.
Like, you should be in a Whitesnake video.
Yeah. I'm
pretty. Huh?
I'm pretty.
Yes, you are pretty. That's not in question. What's in question is that you're 13 years older than him and that you look like you're going to shoot up a 7-Eleven. That's what's in question.
Or like you're Brett Michaels' illegitimate
child. I want my
blaze,
bitches.
It's like you don't even have to tell me your past. We can all pretty much guess you still live at home with a 10-year-old kid. That you're not with the father's, like, yeah. None of that needs to be said. Are you gorgeous? Yes. Are you a slut? Kind of.
No, I smell gas.
Close your legs.
I have to stop.
And then have your mouth follow suit.
I know.
Because it's not helping matters either.
Because I'm in a relationship.
It's not
now.
Hurting matters.
I'm in a relationship.
Not when she needs cash.
I know. Oh
my God. Bye, I'm leaving.
Oh, man. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Are we tuned up for the Reddit roast? Is that
We're getting there. We're I can
almost,
feel it.
Almost. Just hang in there, Pepper. It's only gonna be a few more minutes. All right, Cookie. I think you're up now.
Well, I guess for the person giving the news, it was like big news. But then when it happened, it was so lackluster because they're all like, "Oh, we know." So. Yeah, I told them I was pregnant. And they're all like, "Oh, we figured you've been putting on some weight." And I said, "Shut up." I started crying and ran to my room. I'm just going to leave it at that. Supplies. Translated, surprise.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and shift gears here and get in. Well, kind of shift gears. We had started it already. And so we're going to go ahead and get into a little Reddit roast. And with the Reddit roast, just like we've done in the past, what we're going to do is going to go ahead and go on Reddit. We got a random person in the Roast Me section. And we'll go ahead and when the
episode. Which is right next to the deli.
Right. And that's where they serve the red meat. So we're going to post the URL in the episode description for this episode. And you can go and click on the link. You probably have time right now. And so when we start talking about it, you can see the person that we are roasting. So this one is, it says, 19-year-old female, fine arts major. I once blue-balled a guy because I realized I'd rather be watching BoJack Horseman than fucking him.
Is that my sister?
I think it is your sister. And I was that guy that she'd rather not blow and go watch BoJack Horse Guy.
Son of a bitch.
Every time. She has like 37 filters on this one picture.
Maybe she needs them.
Yeah. She looks like Liv Tyler on crack. Which is funny because I think Liv Tyler should be on crack by now. Her dad's Steven.
I'm surprised she wasn't born like
on crack, right? Yeah, right. Yeah. I would assume.
You know, like he's slipping that in the Similac. Here you go.
Yeah. There you go. You. There you go.
Wait, was that the one that's fat or that's the one that.
No,
that's
it's the other Liv one. And Chubbs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh no.
I can say that because I'm fat. That's an okay thing for a fat person to say.
It's okay. My president's fat.
Exactly.
Just like when Obama was in office, it's okay. I have a black president.
No. Don't get offended. My president's black. Yes. Both pieces deep fried. Thank you. Yes, I want the cool tangent.
Trying to reel it back in. I mean, like, couldn't she have decided that she didn't want to do that before, you know, like, the episode started?
But I've been there. I've been, like, Mitt's blowjob and, like, ugh, I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, here, just put it in their hand. You finish this. You got this. Yeah. You could do it. I believe in you.
I mean, she looks like she's fucking 15. Like, maybe the guy just wasn't
And
that
I mean,
into
other
it.
Than that being kind of a I'm just kidding. That's gross. Let's face it, we're all blue balling right now. Just kidding.
Yeah, I've been blue balling for like a week now.
Ouch. Is that like out of choice or?
I just was wondering where she got this pose from, like the slight tilted head, the messy hair, the jizz stained chin.
Yeah, what the fuck? She looks like Jasmine after a pregame.
Yeah, seriously. Jasmine, teach her something. Teach her something, Jasmine.
It's Pepper with her black wig on.
Show her your way, Miyagi. Come on. Wax on, wax off, jacket on, jacket off. You know, you've seen the movies.
Maybe her head's tilted like that because she was putting too much neck into it, and she was like,
"I've been there.
Does it say her name?
Hey, I thought you were on a break.
I just want to know. I saw that picture. Like, does it say a name?
It totally says her name. It gives her address.
Just her name.
She's like that out person, like on that threesome where they just come in, just do a little thing, and they pop out.
Yeah, the creepy watcher.
Yeah, the creepy watcher, yeah.
Hey, we have a name.
Because I can.
And tonight that name is Pepper.
Because I can.
Because you're 47 and you can?
Yes.
You look great, by the way.
I do.
Like Desperate Housewife, Sex in the City cast member good.
/ Cougar Town.
Like past your prime, but pretty.
You could still play in your 30s, kind of, maybe. Next season.
I am in my 30s. Right?
Oh, shit.
Like Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man?
What went wrong? Were you doing intravenal?
I don't look old.
I'm joking. This is a oh, my God. Don't take it so serious. You call me fat to my face. I don't cry.
I never call you
I know you don't. I'm fucking with you.
Not to your face.
Oh, that deserves a high five. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next one. And the next one is, wow. I'm a furry that loves to write fan fiction. Come on and roast me.
Which one is, where is this one?
It's the second one, so.
The second one.
Yep. So it's.
The guy with the glasses?
Yep.
My ex?
He looks like he likes anime.
Kind of.
Tentacle porn.
He's
in. Oh, wait, it's not a furry. It's a slimy. Wait, a furry has to be like what? He likes to fuck teddy bears or what?
No, furry, they dress.
Is it this one?
Yeah, that guy.
That's just awful.
I didn't know Ron Weasley was
Pepper,
was,
is that your son?
In the pajamas and
we're in the wizarding world of Harry Potter right now.
Right? No, it's okay. So, a furry, since Jasmine asked, a furry is somebody that dresses up like an animal and has sex with somebody else that's dressed up as an animal.
Or, as I call it, Tuesday.
What kind of animal? Does it have to be furry?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, if there's grass on the field, play. Like
right?
Cookie said.
That's the motto.
If I learned anything from Jester via
Pepper. I don't do grass because
Pepper.
I'm allergic.
And if we learned anything from Pepper and the donkey, it's that they don't give a shit. Not
or Squanto and his last STD check. You're clean, right?
I think so. Fuck.
I hope so.
Okay, so would Pepper be considered a furry?
The donkey would be considered a furry.
There you go. Perfect.
In that scenario, the donkey is the furry because Pepper didn't dress up. At least not in every show. She dressed up in a couple shows, but it was just...
She stuck in like 70s or something?
Kind of. It was really disturbing. Like, ooh. The costume changes. I mean, like...
Your donkey show. We're reviewing your donkey show.
Yeah. I had good costumes.
You did. It was like I was watching Moulin Rouge. I was taken away to another place.
It was like Moulin Rouge, but with a donkey.
Yeah. So it was Moulin Rouge.
Oh, my God.
You're
stupid.
I can't tell if that's a guy or a girl.
What are you?
No shit. It's Pat.
Oh, you know what? I think this is Pam's ex, Pat. What is it?
I don't know. I can't really say it's a shim.
I
can't fucking tell. Like
a hish?
I think it's a girl.
It looks like fucking Donald Trump's gay illegitimate kid.
Ronald Trump.
The hair does look like Trump a little bit, except...
Yeah, that's probably the meanest thing we can say. You look exactly like her commander-in-chief. That's just bad.
Ronald Trump or what?
Yes.
Like, he got his fucked up hair and her ability to suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Which
like,
is a talent, like, I will have you know.
Well, she's got talent. Him, man. That's
resume
much.
Worthy.
I guess so, yeah.
Jester, is it like Kung Fifi?
So, Jasmine, what about you? Do you got anything to...
Stupid asshole. What, this little anime kid?
Yeah.
I mean, I like his shirt. Deadpool shirt, that's what's up, but...
At least he got something going for her, right?
They spelt roast me correct.
That's about all they got going for them. That's either a habitual masturbator or a clock tower shooter waiting to happen.
What's like, the difference?
Virginia Tech all over again?
Well, she's going to be like Steve Buscemi at the end of Billy Madison with the lipstick and the list. Yeah, I wonder, like, whatever college that kid goes to is definitely getting shot up.
Rio Hondo.
Oh, jeez.
You know,
are they from California?
Doesn't say.
I hope not.
It says they're artistically complex.
I'm enjoying the Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
That's who she reminded me of.
Donald Trump and Sally Jesse Raphael's love child is who we're roasting right now.
There you go. Yeah,
that kind of dates me, by the way.
It's a spitting image. Yeah, it looks like both of them. That's spot on. Holy shit.
We did it, guys. We figured it out. Mic drop. Show over.
Mystery solved. All right. So now we're on to number 3. And, go ahead and click on that one. Holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
Jasmine, you go ahead.
It's like he would be on those, like, fucking Planned Parenthood brochures.
He's the fucking poster boy for condoms.
But see, I'm still not convinced if this is a male. Is this a guy?
That's a guy.
You would say.
I don't know.
I've
been fooled before.
I know women with facial hair that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's like,
you've seen Pam.
Right? You tell somebody they have a nice mustache, and all of a sudden she doesn't want to be your fucking friend anymore.
Ugh. And then she wants to take a show off and just sit there and.
Are you talking about me? Fuck you guys. Why do I always have to become the topic?
I thought you were taking a break. That's what you get for pussying out on a show.
Stop fucking involving me on the show. Like,
we were on a break.
Oh, I just want to see if you guys can do the show without me.
That guy is so ugly that even Pepper would say no.
Oh, wow.
Then again, she has to find out his age, then she might say yes.
No, I would not. That's too hard to train.
Kevin Spacey would say no.
And you know that guy's not passing on any 14-year-olds.
Seriously.
Wow. <dude. laughs> He's got a lot wrong. I mean, is Cookie, you think he's one of yours or?
I hope not. If he is, I'm converting. I'm straight again. Let me call my parents. They're going to be so happy.
That guy looks rapey as fuck. Like, he would make Bill Cosby proud just
looking
at him.
What's up with the jacket, too? Like, the Zach Morris windbreaker?
There's probably no pockets inside those zippers. It's just straight
to
the crotch access.
Yeah, seriously.
He looks like he auditioned for, like, Stranger Things and, like, got rejected.
Have you seen the cast of Stranger Things?
Oh, my God.
He doesn't quite have Steve's hair, that's why.
Hey, that last
it's a face only a mother could love, and that's why he's an orphan.
You remember the best friend that gets taken? Doesn't that picture look like it?
Oh, man. Cookie, you get a... Anything? Squanto, anything else?
Yeah.
Jasmine? Yeah.
I was going to go with, he looks like the backup for Zac Efron in High School Musical.
How dare you, Zac Efron?
I'm sorry, Cookie. No, that was your favorite movie.
Cute.
It's my second favorite movie.
It looks like it would work for Hollister.
Pretty Woman.
Kids and Dancing,
favorite
or
movie.
Is it just Zac Efron?
He looks like Zac Efron.
Oh my God, he's hot.
He wears North Face, but so secretly he goes ass to mouth.
Who doesn't secretly go ass to mouth,
Pepper?
Shut up.
Yes, I have.
You've got ass to mouth?
That's not surprising. It
Hold
really
the
is.
Phone!
Oh.
She goes ass to mouth and I'm barely finding this out now?
It's your ass!
She hasn't even gone near it.
You want me to go down on your ass?
No. Don't just start
You heard it here, folks. Pepper goes ass to mouth.
You go ass to mouth?
That was the general consensus.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm about to throw up or
no? No, like not me licking someone's ass, but I've done ass to mouth. Like, what's the thing?
It's like I just fucking opened Stargate.
Look at what you did.
Thank you.
You know what I'm talking about, Cookie?
Stop. Yes. Stop. Ass to mouth. Like the...
yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, get over it.
Get over it?
She's always talking out her ass anyway, so it's like...
It has yet to happen to me, but I'm sure it's pretty common where, like, you go ask them and then you look at them and you're like, it's your fucking ass. It's your ass. Calm down.
If you don't like it, then you should have cleaned it better.
Seriously. I didn't complain.
Right?
Side note, cool it on the McDonald's for lunch, okay?
Oh, fuck. Don't take away Pepper's McDonald's.
He's all
the McRib is back.
That's what Squanto calls his lube.
The barbecue sauce. Man,
you guys are nasty.
Manch. We're bringing it back.
And she does it so often that he doesn't even have to like waste the phrase, bite this, I'm going in dry. It just kind of falls in there. Like the baseball.
Free falling. Oh my
God. Calm down, Brett Michaels Jr.
Go on.
It just goes to show that we didn't really grow up, did we?
What is that?
I'm still in the process.
I still live at home.
Well, except for one of us who is young enough to say he's still in the process. The one who's like 13 years the junior of somebody that's taking a break.
But yet one of the only ones among us that has a college education.
Smart one.
And that one definitely not going to be we need a smart one and that one's not going to be Pepper, so we,
I'm good the thing, pretty good, one he's the good, smart
glad
one.
Glad that Squanto decided to fill in on this one.
Hey yo.
Fuck you guys.
So although you're in the process of growing up, I'm sure you've seen like your share of stereotypical things that happen at your house that everybody like tends to make fun of, and like how other people basically know each other's cultures, you know, from the stereotypes. So that's what the next segment is for us, is growing up stereotypical. I mean, Cookie, how much shit did we see that was like, totally, yeah, that's a Mexican family, and or,
yeah,
like, people don't even have to ask what ethnicity are you. They see how you're behaving or lack thereof, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're totally Mexican, aren't you? Fucking people are obnoxious.
I'm fair-skinned. I haven't been accused of such.
Yes, we have. Remember that time we all
shut up. To the Dodger, you shut up.
We all rolled to the Dodger game in that four door compact car. There was like eight of us that got out of it. Two people out of the trunk.
It's like a clown car.
Somebody was sneaking somebody else's beer in the glove because they weren't going to pat us down because we were too young.
True. This is true.
Oh, and Jasmine, I'm sure, like, you know, from eating cat to, you know, like.
Being shipped over.
Arriving in the U.S. with stamps all over you. I mean, what?
You're working at Yoshinoya.
Doing nails.
Happy endings.
What about you? What's some of the stereotypical things that you saw growing up?
Well, always shoes off before you go inside the house.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I love that one.
Yeah, like I totally saw like a picture of myself with my dollhouse when I was little, and I was so Asian, so I put all the shoes like right by the front door. Just neatly, you know, in a row. Anyways,
I wouldn't peg you for being so traditional.
A friend of mine, her mom puts like
were all your Barbies nurses
covers all over the furniture. Yeah, plastic covers all over the furniture because they don't want to mess it up, and it's all like Victorian. It's like white as can be, like the whitest fucking house you'll ever fucking step in. And as soon as you get inside, you're like, okay, there's like a Virgin Mary over there right next to like this Victorian looking motherfucker statue. It's just like a hodgepodge of like weird shit.
No, but I know what you're talking about though, because I've seen those. I forget what relative of mine and Cookie's it was, but I remember going to their house and they had like everything in their front living room or the first room you walked into was under plastic.
Yeah.
And there was like wood handles on it too and everything. But it was all fucking ghetto.
Yeah, like, it's like really tacky, but you know, you're like sitting on a couch and it's like you're making fucking random farting noises because there's fucking plastic underneath you.
Oh, and then we went during the summer, so you sit down and you like start sticking to that shit. And like you get up and it sounds like Velcro, we're all getting off of the fucking
sounds like fucking jungle sex. When you're so sweaty and you're just like peeling off of each other like stickers. Yeah. Those are the best.
Those are the best.
That's disgusting.
Whatever.
She'd get so wet sitting on those plastic covers, she'd just slide off.
What about you, Squanto?
The most you said racial?
No, like stereotypical. Like stereotypical? Like
bullshit. Oh, I get that every day.
Like your dad's a gardener, your mom's a house cleaner.
The first time I invited Pepper over to my room, she thought, she's like, oh, is it made out of like a teepee? I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
But he's all like, how did you know?
She was like, are we gonna have a powwow like after we have sex? I was like, are you really?
Is this canvas?
She was so excited. She was like, are we gonna like start doing a bongo type shit?
Are we gonna skin a buffalo?
Yes, exactly.
I want to go on a teepee.
And she's like, are you gonna make me some jewelry out of like turquoise, jade and shit? She's like, where's your feather? I was like, holy fuck. Like,
that's
I'm
for
starting
later.
To regret this shit.
That's for tickling anus.
That's not racist.
Yeah. And the fact that everybody talks to me in Spanish, I'm like, I'm not fucking Mexican. I'm Native American.
Tell them
my apologies.
That's why you need to wear your feather.
You sound like one of the guys that's in the van, or that we used to be in our van, and he was Native American, and he would get like all bent out of shape when somebody would ask him if he was Mexican or just start speaking to him in Spanish. He would like get so pissed.
I am Mexican, and I get offended when people... Oh, yeah. Sure. Thank you.
You're saying?
I literally get so offensive. Like, not too offensive, but just like, wow. Just because I have a thick mustache and a beard.
I'm sorry, babe.
You're going to tell me you're sorry now? Yeah, after how long?
I don't call you Mexican. I call you Indian.
Well, I mean, at least she does something right.
It's few and far between, though.
But hey, she did something right. Mm-hmm. You did it.
Give me credit.
We can't. You're on a break. Pussy.
Shut your fucking face, okay? Can you hear me? Yay.
We're trying not to.
And
you
once
can
again,
hear me,
and,
fuckers.
And I'm just going to cut her out anyways.
Oh, okay.
So, and once again, for Squanto, you can do better.
Mind your fucking business, right? Don't put your 2 cents in right now.
So anyways, moving right along.
You cannot do better.
Moving right along, we actually had like an impromptu call that I just got a text that either Bruce or Pam was going to call in and comment on Pepper not being here because they were big proponents of Pepper not being here. So I think we're going to go ahead and try to patch in. Let's see, who can I get first? We'll go ahead and patch in and Bruce first. Bruce, are you there?
1 second, I'm pulling the dick out of my ass.
Take your time, Bruce. You don't want to do that too rough, I hear.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, Bruce, today...
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Moulin Rouge. I need to turn down the volume.
Are you watching tapes of Pepper's Donkey Show again?
That's what I call Moulin Rouge.
So do the rest of us. So we had an interesting lineup today. Squanto is filling in for Pepper, and
is he by himself?
He is. Jasmine's here. And
how's it going, Bruce?
Hey.
Hey,
no,
girl.
I'm
still here. I'm just.
How's
not.
It going, bitches?
You can't hear me.
So, we figured that we'll go ahead and call you up and let you know that we finally took your advice and Pepper's on a break. And
thank
she's
God that slut was weighing you down.
I'm right here, baby.
You know, that's kind of...
Shut up.
That's the...
Brucey. That's,
yes?
I'm here.
Are we still on for the Abbey at midnight?
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
That's why I'm taking it easy tonight. Not
I got the Percocet. I got the ecstasy and some absinthe.
Sounds good, bitch.
So, Bruce, given that you were a big proponent of Pepper like not being here, how are you feeling the new lineup?
I love it. I love it. I love that it's dominantly a wiener fest now. Because before it was just too much Arby's for my taste.
Well, I guess if you want to put it like that, it's like three wieners and a wang.
Ugh.
Jasmine's on.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey.
We all remember her from her donkey show as well.
What?
As the saga
Don't
continues.
Act like you didn't do it. You took it like a champ. I was taking notes the whole time. How is she going to make that? Oh, she did it. She made it fit. Where there's a will, there's a Jasmine.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think it opened that big.
So, what do you think, Bruce? Should we keep it, or should we keep it going like this, or do you think we should let her back on eventually?
Eventually. I mean... Whatever. She's a slut. I'm a slut. Sluts can't compete like that.
And did you hear that she had her own sluts in training school?
Yeah, how did that turn out?
It was crash and burn. Are you guys back to fucking talking about me?
The only people she had dropped out.
Are you serious?
Total epic fail.
Ugh, typical. $20 says she's sucking on a sucker right now.
I'm always
she
sucking.
She usually is.
I'm always
is.
Sucking in. Yes, I am.
And that's how much it usually costs.
Anyways.
But that's just
stop
the word
talking
on
about
the,
me.
The street.
My training is
and
good.
And by street, I mean the corner that she lives on.
I don't live on a corner.
Typical.
The alley on 4th.
Whatever, just jealous.
You're the worst, Pepper.
You know what? You better knock it off. I'm going to get you tonight.
Promise.
Promise is a promise.
Ugh. If I had to choose between... I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to slap you. You dumb bitch.
All right, Bruce. Well,
does it smell funky over there?
It.
Not, is Pepper there?
It's yeah, irritating and it burns after you touch her.
Ugh. Smells like Fisherman's Wharf.
Good God.
That means so she must have taken a shower today.
Or it's Fleet Week.
Smells like downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice.
Pass out the wet pennies and start wetting. All right, Bruce. Well, thanks for
I gotta go.
Coming in on short notice. We'll catch you again in a week or two.
Later, I should Bruce, wake up fun. From this in about an hour.
All right, Bruce. See you later.
Out.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure having that guy on. He's really funny.
He's a real dick. But then again, you are what you eat.
Pepper.
So what would I be, an asshole?
And so if you haven't been tuning into the shows as frequently, that was our correspondent in West Hollywood. That's Homo Bruce, and his segment is called Butt Stuff by Request. And Bruce comes on every so often to give us updates and make fun of Pepper. So that's why he's a valued guest, and we like having him on.
Real stand-up guy.
Right? I thought so. I mean, he was really good during his audition.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he got all those ping pong balls up there, but I mean,
I'm just as surprised as you are. I could only fit 10. A baker's dozen, though, that's impressive.
Right? That's talent.
That is. That's resume worthy.
I think Pepper beats everybody with a bowling ball.
Well, of course she does.
I heard she...
So fucking what?
Jealous.
She said if I could shoot a baby out of my vagina, I could shit something bigger out of my asshole. And the only one of us that actually has a baby out of her vagina was like, no, I beg to fucking differ. So...
I
don't know if I would put that on a resume. Like, I mean, they're gonna start thinking you're like special That's needs, right. or like, do you need a special chair to sit in? Like,
let me guess, she doesn't have a job.
Well, are you giving or receiving?
A blow job, hand job, a job's a job.
You gotta make that money somehow, right? I bet you she's
your secret.
Not me.
No, don't do not take her advice, because sleuth and training is like gone.
Yeah, it was a crash and
fucking
burn.
Mouth.
He was a one and done.
One person, and that's it.
And the pupil quit very quickly after the training started. So you're like, training. You're not even a one and help. Done. You're like a two pump chump.
Hori Dori number one didn't want help. Right, Hori Dori.
Well, maybe she wanted help. Maybe she wanted good help. Find me a good Not like. I guess it's the difference between buying, like, I don't know, condoms at the gas station or at CVS.
It's like expecting an HMO, but getting like Medicare.
I was going to say versus buying condoms at the 99 cent store.
Yeah, that's That's pretty bad.
You know, as far as advice goes,
I have a pregnancy test at the 99 cent store.
And it, well, I guess it worked though, right? Because was that when you were pregnant with Elle?
No, I was off birth control.
No shit. We wanted to talk to you about that, by the way.
It's like, you know, the whole reproducing thing. Please don't do it again.
Yeah, if you could sustain, we'd appreciate that. We have enough nail salons and massage parlors.
There's like a billion of you guys anyways. Like, we like you need to make more.
That's all we need is another LVN.
Well, no, but maybe if there was more of them, then the mail would get here sooner.
That's true. You know what? I retract that previous statement. You're right. I feel like an idiot.
You know what? My mail's been slow. Stop taking your birth control.
No! I have to fucking take my baby killers right now. Are you kidding me?
Baby killers?
She's like, I can't just keep doing anal every day.
It's going to give out.
I'm going to put that fucking hanger.
She's like, then I'll be able to stuff a bowling ball up there like Pepper. I wonder if she needs a special chair. Like if like she sits on a regular chair, it'll just like go right up her ass.
She's all, where you see a fist, I see a comfy chair. I can't take credit for that. That's an Amy Schumer joke. But yeah, that sounds like something Pepper would say.
She's like, two fists. Look, a lazy boy. She's like, I can recline in that one.
Oh, God.
Maybe she'll think twice before pussying out on another show.
Well, if she's going to pussy out, she shouldn't be here is the thing. Because then she gets mad when we roast her.
Screw you guys, because whether I'm on or not, you guys still roast me. So I'm taking a break, and you're still roasting me.
We thought you liked it.
No, I don't.
You said you wanted to be the center of attention. Not in that kind of way. Now you're the center of attention, so quit your bitching.
Well, it's because I am the talent, and you know you need me on here. That's why you keep No, this show's been actually going
beautifully.
So smooth. Yeah. We're actually in an excess of material right now.
You guys can't do it without like, me.
We're like way overstocked on material.
I mean, it's like Christmas came early and Santa delivered.
And you see how the chemistry's working, that quick back and forth, Jasmine jumping in, Squanto's jumping in, and just like bam, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because you guys make me feel like slow.
It's much like that bowling ball that pops out of your ass, it's just dead weight.
Fuck you, Cookie. Fuck you.
Later.
You're not my friend no more.
She's like,
promise?
Yes.
She's been telling me that since the second grade, and we're still here.
You're always going to be my friend, so shut up.
She's like, you're screwed. You're not going anywhere. I know, right?
She's just, that one chick that'll just keep coming
you're
back.
You're for life.
Just like my boyfriend's not going anywhere. He's staying with me forever.
She has that creepy...
Can I ask you a question, Pepper? When you were in second grade, how old was your boyfriend?
I didn't have a boyfriend in second grade.
This isn't a riddle. I'm talking about your current boyfriend.
His boyfriend's dad was... Her boyfriend's dad was just learning to jerk off when Pepper was in second grade.
He's all, this just in. Check this out.
It wasn't
his boyfriend was just like in a fucking pool right next to a fucking blanket. Or in a piece of Kleenex or something.
No, that's her boyfriend's siblings. Her boyfriend made it.
I don't know how the fuck I made it, though.
Right? It's hard for some people.
It was in the back of a Jeep.
Wait, which Jeep? There's a lot of Jeeps. Never mind.
The Wrangler.
Oh, dang.
It opens yours?
Was it in the desert on a...
It was actually in the parking lot after a club.
It was in the parking lot at Walmart?
What a horror.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So,
don't talk about class, Pepper.
I don't do it in a car.
Bowling balls out your ass, ass to mouth. What else is new?
Nom, 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 nom.
Or as she calls it, Wednesday.
I don't do it after a club in a parking lot.
You had
just
sex.
On a Tuesday at Embers.
She, okay, for the.
I love Embers.
That's a weekday. Wow.
And then no, if you walk, poor Denny's is down the street.
It's like
right?
Dinner, yeah. It's like dinner and a fuck.
She says that she wouldn't have sex in a parking lot after a club, yet she wasn't opposed to having sex after prom in the bathroom at In-N-Out.
Yes, the bathroom is
it's In-N-Out. Wow. It's what a hamburger is all about.
Yeah, well, I stood. It was one of those, here, hold my place in line. I'll be right back. I'm like, I'm eating your food. If you don't come back.
I got a stain on my Windsor dress and my Payless Hills. I'll be a sec.
I have my dress made. Fuck you.
With the tiara from the Dollar Tree.
No, I had my dress made. No, I had my dress made.
Oh shit!
It had a split. That
she
went all
had
up.
Her dress made out of the finest burlap potato sacks had ever seen.
It was stunning.
My aunt.
It said Idaho on it, and I, at first, I was like, "Oh, well, yeah, everybody knows that."
Now you're advertising.
Cookie, what? You are not my friend, Cookie.
We're having a sleepover tonight. How can I not be your friend?
Not anymore. I'm going to have to cancel on you.
What does he care? He's the big spoon.
That's a fat joke, by the way.
Oh, we should have a sleepover.
Like, we should. I'm down for a sleepover.
Pay each other's faces.
Oh, hell no. We're not doing that. We're not doing the Bukkake thing. I told you already. Yes. That's gross. Stop asking us to paint your face.
Whatever.
It's not going to happen.
Challenge accepted.
Fucking hashtag me too. Fucking degenerate.
You're stupid.
So. So.
Hurry up. Hurry up, honey. I'm hungry and horny.
Oh, man. So next week we are going to be coming back. Might have a guest on, some kind of sunshine. Might just be this lineup again. Who knows? We might let Pepper back in. She might be funny. She probably
you
won't
might.
Be.
I'm coming back.
And Squanto can still
not.
Do better. So on that note, it is Saturday night, and we are going to go back to drinking and bagging on Pepper. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. Thank you.